Now, you really can't rent Christmas gifts for people, but if you're looking to save money on things for yourself, more and more websites allow consumers to rent items at a fraction of the cost of buying them. We're talking about everything from toys to handbags to designer dresses. We spoke to our technology commentator, Mario Armstrong, who's been surfing some websites and came in to tell us more about them. Hi, Mario.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
Now, I think everyone's used to renting videos through the mail, if you will. That's Netflix. But toys, designer dresses?
It's amazing. The internet really has made an opportunity for entrepreneurs to really look at this rental economy. So, renttherunway.com is the name of the website where you actually rent a dress for an evening or an occasion or a holiday event, even a wedding.
I mean, these are real high-end dresses that presumably cost a lot. I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, so I went online. I had my wife join me, and she was actually able to choose a designer dress that would have cost like close to $1,000. And the rental was about $75 for that rental. So the dress showed up in about 2 days in a nice little garment bag and everything. And actually, they sent two sizes just in case one size really didn't fit her well for that particular designer. And then when she's done in 4 days, she sends the dresses back.
Now, what's their safety? You give your credit card, right? So they can bill you if you never send it back or
If
you
you,
destroy
that's right.
it.
Yeah, if you destroy it, don't send it back, or it gets stolen, then you're held liable. But you bring up the issue about spills, which can happen easily at a cocktail party or something of that nature. So you have to pay for an additional $5 worth of insurance for normal wear and tear, and that would cover you for those types of accidents.
Of course, the idea of buying a dress is you've got it. So what's the charm of renting a dress, even if you only pay 10 or 20%, you still have to give the dress back. It's like Cinderella.
The allure is that you can always look fashionable. And, with the idea of more people having digital cameras and Facebook pages and capturing you in those special moments, you may not want to see that same dress over and over again.
Well, let's move on to another age bracket. Tell us about this toy rental website.
So we're going way down to the kids now. It's called babyplays.com. Instead of buying a bunch of toys for your young one that ends up outgrowing those toys, you just rent. You pay a monthly fee, you get a certain amount of toys shipped to you, and then you have those toys for a certain amount of time, and then you send them back.
But are the toys then used toys? Because with kids chewing on toys and, would you want to get toys on a rental basis?
This is a great question because one of the things I was concerned about having a 6-year-old, my wife was like, but what about cleanliness? So we actually ordered and received some toys, was very impressed with the toys that they sent us. We did it like a regular customer too, so they didn't know that I would be talking about it on air or anything like that. They do say on their site, they claim that all of the toys go through the strictest sanitary process. They don't really define technically what that process is. So I think it's one of those things that you have to experience it yourself to kind of see if you feel comfortable with it. But from my experience, I was comfortable.
And certain kind of toys fit the bill for rentals?
Yeah, all types of toys. I mean, they had everything from little electronics to puzzles and board games for different age groups. Really, I think this is really great at the young age, that baby, maybe up to about 5 or 6, maybe a little bit older. But I think the sweet spot's a little bit younger.
Of course, at those ages, you could just rent the box.
I love that. That's a whole new internet idea. Let's go reserve a domain for that, rentthebox.com.
So, anything else you found as you surfed around?
I did find that you can recycle your gadgets online and pretty much everything. Digital cameras, camcorders, MP3 players, old cell phones pretty much can be recycled for cash.
And that website is?
Oh, and that website is gazelle.com. They send you prepaid shipping boxes, and then they will tell you, they'll give you an offer as to how much the value of those items you're sending back to them would be worth. And they could send you the check, or you could actually have that money go to your favorite cause or nonprofit or community organization.
Well, Mario, we can leave it there, and I guess we both got to rush out and buy things.
Well, either that or we need to launch a new website. I really like that rentthebox.com idea.
Well, okay, I'll partner with you on that. Mario Armstrong is Morning Edition's regular technology commentator, and he hosts the radio show Digital Cafe on Baltimore Public Radio Station WYPR. Nice talking to you again, Mario.
Thanks for having me in, Renee.